Good morning, everyone. We are holding Simon Tough Dalid page Reish Samach Tess. We're going to discuss Imyesh Tchumim the Maila Me'asara Tvachim. If we have Tchumim above 10 Tvachim, this will also be related to the Sugya of if Tchumim are the Araisa, the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil, which means usually a Tchum we say is 2,000 Amis, 1 Mil. That's a Shaila under Gemara if that's a Din the Araisa or the Rabbanan. That's Bepashtus assumed by most Paiskim, if not all Paiskim, to be a Din der Rabbanan. However, there's a Machlekes, a valid Machlekes in the Rishonim and in the Acharonim, if Yud Beis Mil, which was the size of the Machne Yisrael in the Midbar, if that much space, if a person were to walk out of his Makom Shvisa, would be in the Siddur and that will be alluded to over here too. And here we go. It may be a little shorter shir today. We are in Gullis. We'll be back in Lakewood tomorrow night. We nether. And here we go. Zok the Mechaber. Hamahale chutz l'tchum, l'mayla me'asara tvachim. Someone travels out of the tchum, but he's above 10 tvachim. Kegoyin shekafatz agabi amudim shegevoyim asara. You're jumping on poles or pillars that are 10 tvachim high. And none of them have four tvachim al arba tvachim. So none of these poles are 4 by 4, which would be around 14 inches by 14 inches. And Gemara in Shabbos in Erevin Dafim Gimel, and the Gemara is mesupik if there's tchumen above 10 tvachim. If it be a shaila in a din derabbanan, then we'll say safik derabbanan the hakol, and we will not say it's aser to move out of the tchum above 10 tvachim. Is a mashmois here in the mechaber. There is a potential din of tchum and that would be deraisa. If you were traveling this way on these pillars, or you were somehow flying using one of the shemois of Hashem, I believe, don't try that at home. If you hold yud beis mil as deraisa, then in such a case, if someone was traveling on these pillars or ayde kfitzas shame, jumping using a shame of Hashem, then there we'd have to be machmer and say it's aser. So the first nakuda here is, and the Dirshur brings this down to the side. He asks in number one, Va'afshe there's no iser to do malacha with what we would call kishif or some other unnatural or supernatural way to do something. Malacha Shabbos is only if you're doing a natural malacha. You're building, you're creating naturally. And he quotes over here a stipler, which is a beautiful shtickle from the stipler. And the stipler basically declares there's a shaila in the Rishonim. If someone's allowed to go onto a ship on Shabbos, considering the Svina is going to go out of the Tchum. And there are other shailas that are relevant, mitzad ein mafligim mitzvina, gimel yamin kodem Shabbos, and mitzad zilzul Shabbos, and mitzad maybe tiltul shailas, but we're discussing over there mitzad dine tchum, and there's machlokes in the Rishonim because you're sitting on the boat and the boat's traveling memela. You're not doing any action. The boat itself is just moving. So the stipend understands the machlokes to be tully in the fundamental shaila in Hilchos Tchumen. Is Tchumen the way he calls it lesser de melacha? Is tchumen some form of an action that's aser on Shabbos? You're not allowed to do a malacha, to travel, to walk from your makom shvisa to out of your tchum. And then if it happened memela, even though you were okay with it and you were happy with it, you didn't do anything. If you didn't do anything, it cannot be considered that you did a malacha. Or do we say that no, tchum is not a malacha. It's more a din or a status that you should be in your makom shvisa and not leave your tchum. You should be there, whether it's a din in Oinig Shabbos, you shouldn't be have your body be moved around, or a din Kavod Shabbos, or Menucha Shabbos to rest and not to be moving around, that your body shouldn't be moving around. But it's not because you went ahead and did a malacha, not that you did anything. The mere fact that your body, your guf, traveled from your makom shvisa to out of your tchum, and you were nicha b'zeh, you were okay with that, you were happy with that, that's going to be an iser of tchumen already. And from this Ramah, it would sound like the second tzad, because kfitzas shame, even if you're right, typically a malacha has to be where you did something, where it can't be ayde kishaf or ayde kfitzas shame. But over here, the main nekuda or the whole nekuda is that you should not be out of your tchum and be okay with that and be happy with that. And therefore, the fact that you are out of your tchum, you somehow escaped it, that would still be an Isser of Tchumen, and that's a nice shtickle there from the Stipler where he discusses the different shitas, Ayin Sham. It's off an Ar Erev and Siman Tez Zayin. Okay, Zuck, the let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph through Zayin. Aleph Amayla Me'asara Tvachim Nacholam Mayla Me'asara Eini Mokum Hiluch. If it's above 10 Tvachim, it's not a place of walking. The Eger Mokum Hiluch Ala Aretzi. Kaparim Mesech Hasara the Chasham Namik Hiluch Ala Aretz Nistapu Chazalim Shaiach Mesech Tchumen. The way the Mishnah Berurah is saying it is that since above 10 Tvachim is not a place of walking, maybe it wasn't included in the Isser of Tchumen. So too, if he traveled using a shame, using this supernatural way of traveling, it says if you're traveling on the ear, if these pillars don't have 4x4, where you could walk on these pillars, then it's considered like you're walking on the ground, and this pasha would be an Isser Tchumen. Even if there were to be just one pillar on the edge of your tchum, and it was more than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, and half is in and half is out, you cannot walk one part of that pillar to the other part. If in one dimension it was less than 4 tvachim, even though in the other dimension, the other direction, it's very long, it's still considered a suffix because it has to be 4x4 to be comfortable to walk on, to be considered like the ground. The psak is, according to everyone, from your Yom Shvisa till out of 2,000 amas is clearly only an Issa Derabbanan, even though Rebbe Akiva in the Gemara seems to hold this Derabbanan, so we pass in Derabbanan. The only shaila would be to leave Yud Beis Mil. Traveling or excuse me. The Chutz Yud Beis Mil have a deraisa. Where does it come? This idea of Yud Beis Mil. It's a Yerushalmi in Erevin, and over there the Yerushalmi speaks out. There are different shittas, but the final shita there is that Yud Beis Mil would be an Issa Tchumen deraisa, and the Rishonim discuss this as a Ramban. In Erevin Daf Yud Zayin, there's a Rashba in Erevin Daf Yud Zayin, there's a Rush over there, there's a Rif, there's a Rambam. Big Machlekes in the Rishayin and the Rif and the Rambam hold their Araisa. The Rush holds Midrabanan. And there are other Shittas there. They bring Rayas from Gemaras and Shabbos and Gemaras and Erevin and Gemaras and Beya. Ayin Sham, a whole big Sugya of if Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa Derabanan. And it makes a big Nafkamina because, let's say in Lakewood, sometimes you have people that need to travel back from Chop on Shabbos. And Chop is definitely out of the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil. So if we're dealing with a Deraisa, that's much different than if we're dealing with a Derabbanan. So it's very important. I've been discussing where there's a Mir La'akam, a Goy would drive the person back. There's a Chayla, and the Goy would drive them back. And there's a Shaila of Tchumen. So it will make a very big difference if Tchum is Deraisa or Derabbanan. Is a pasuk Ayit Yesh Mim Koymei, and we consider the Deraisa to be the size of Machane Yisrael, which a Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil would be approximately how many miles? 1 mil is, I would say, 60% of a mile. Let's say, so Yud Beis Mil would be, I don't know, 7 miles. I'm not it's something like that. And we do have a Mechaber Shekasab, Mashiyib Derabbanan, Masha Shemitzadik Kain LaHalacha LaHachmer BeYabashem Mechut Yud Beis Mil. A feel of the Malam Yasar Shu Savak Deraisa. Right? The Lashon of the Machaber, like we spoke out, is Mashma. There is a Tchum which would be Deraisa, because he says, Mumashiyya bidderabonan yesveke lahakal. Sounds like there is an option of a Deraisa. Will be our Hagra Noita Dakit La Pesum Dalum Huderabonan. Even the Goyin says it's Deraisa. I believe the Aruch HaShulchan also. And that is, from my experience, a few times, the different shiles that have come up, the Psakim that I've gotten in my earlier years have been Deraisa. One case I specifically remember was speaking to Rabbi Micha Cohn, the Rav in Jackson, and it was Menageya, someone coming back from Chop, and he was Pasha to him that Yud Beis Mil was Derabbanan, and a component that also is the Shita of the Vilna Goyin. Zok the Mechaber Veiter. The Mechaber says, well, you should know that this Shaila of Lamaila Meyud is one Shaila. But Yamavin Aharis, which are not Doimil Digle Minbar, that's not Tchumen Deraisa for everyone. Misha Bubba's Svina B'Shabbos V'Yigila Namel. Someone who was on a boat on Shabbos, he traveled over the Atlantic and they reached the dock or the port on Shabbos. If and when Shabbos came until they reached the dock, they were always above 10 tvachim. Then you can go down and wherever you stop, you have that's your Makan Shvisa and you have from there 2,000 amos in all directions. What does this mean? Let's start this. We're not going to finish this halacha today. We'll just start Mishnah Berurah, Zir Ches, and Tes, and then we'll deal with the rest of the halacha tomorrow. Ches is up to Mishnah Berurah. Even if you hold this Tchum of the Ma'alam Yud, there will not be Tchum in the Araisa in the sea, in the Yam and in the Haris, because that is different than the Midbar. Therefore, in the Yam, we're for sure makel l'mayim me'asara, because there's definitely no tzad of deraisa. So therefore, we're not going to be worried about you being kind of shvis or any sort of tchumdin when you're in the Yam. When you reach the dry land, that's what we're going to deal with the tchumdin. Misha bav esvina b'shabbes, ein rech lemesh nichlas b'svina b'shabbes. We're not handling where you enter the board on Shabbos. The yachi alei hayy b'bein hashmashes b'yabasha. Then you're ready for kind of shvisa where you started off Shabbos. And the Rachel Lemish had bought him a svina b'Shabbos yigila namal. You traveled over the Atlantic and you reached the dry land on Shabbos. So since it's a shaila of lamayla miyud has tchumen, and you were lamayla miyud, and it's only going to be a shaila, we're only going to be machmir if it be deraisa. So since you'll never have this in deraisa in the water, therefore we're going to be mekel and say there's no tchumen lamayla miyud. And we're going to say that whenever your boat reaches the dock, whenever you get off, that's going to be your 2,000 amos. That's going to be your makan shvisa, and you have 2,000 amos from there, and that will be the halacha from the boat. So we are in the middle of the boat halacha. So I've gotten you this for tomorrow night. So we'll continue with that tomorrow, and we will stop over here. So today we learned two interesting things, very important things. One was the stipler, the klar, the shaila is tchumen a malacha or like a din or a status. Do you have to? Is the Isser to do something, to travel out of the Tchum, or is the Isser to be out of the Tchum? That's one Shaila in the Stifler. We want to bring a Raya from the Ramah who says, if you're Kafat Ayedei Shem, that could be an Isser Tchumen. And then we discuss the Shaila of Tchumen Lamayla Meyud, which is the Suffolk, and we're going to be made by the Rabbanas Machmer with the Arises. And then we discuss the Shaila of Tchumen Yud Beis Mil, is that the Arise of the Rabbanon, the Goyin is Mekel, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber seems to be like, it seems to have a Tad Lachmer. The Ramah, at least, Bavorns, there's a Shita that holds the Hachmir, it comes from Yerushalmi to be Machmir, but the Goyin is Mekel. I don't want to misquote the Yerach HaShochan, Lichten Cup. The Yerach HaShochan is Mekel. My experience with different Shilas have been Lakula in this Indian. And Al Kaponim, we will stop over here at Sifka and Yud. Everyone have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow back in the Shul regular time.